This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha. This was the 9th consecutive budget presented by her yesterday. She called her budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman said, this year's budget is inspired by three kartavyas of accelerating economic growth to build capacity of the people and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector. The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labor-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced launch of Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. Ms. Sitharaman proposed to increase outlay of electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. The finance minister announced 7 high-speed rail corridors. Defence services have received the all-time high allocation among the ministries in this year's Union Budget. Ministry of Defence said the allocation amounting to 7.85 lakh crore rupees stands at 2% of the estimated GDP for the next financial year and shows a significant increase of over 15% over the budgetary estimates of 2025-26. PM Modi has said that the Union Budget 2026-7 presents an ambitious roadmap to give new momentum to the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. In a video message, Mr. Modi said this year's budget will give India's reform express new energy and new momentum. He said the budget turns today's aspirations into reality and strengthens the foundation of India's bright future.
आज का बजट ऐतिहासिक है इसमें देश की नारी शक्ति का सशक्त प्रतिबिंब झलकता है ये बजट अपार अवसरों का राजमार्ग है ये बजट वर्तमान के सपनों को साकार करता है और भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव को सशक्त करता है ये बजट 2047 के विकसित भारत की हमारी ऊंची उड़ान का मजबूत आधार है
Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ashwini Vaishnav, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Nitin Gadkari, Piyush Goyal, Jual Oram, Jyotiraditya Scindia, Annapurna Devi, Sarvananda Sonowal have hailed the Union Budget. Chief Ministers of Puducherry, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Odisha have welcomed the Union Budget. Meanwhile, industry bodies, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, CII, FICCI and ASSOCHAM have also hailed the Union Budget. The government has proposed to develop 15 archaeological sites, including Lothal and Leh Palace, into vibrant cultural destinations. The government also decided to set up a national destination digital knowledge grid to digitally document all places of significance across the country, including cultural and spiritual sites. Presenting the Union Budget 2026-27 yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also proposed the development of ecologically sustainable mountain trails in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Jammu and Kashmir, and the setting up of National Institute of Hospitality by upgrading the existing National Council for Hotel Management and Catering Technology. The minister proposed to develop 15 archaeological sites including Lothal, Dholavira, Rakhigarhi, Sarnath, Hastinapur and Leh Palace into vibrant experiential cultural destinations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor displayed seamless inter-service coordination within the country's multi-layered maritime security system. The minister said this while addressing the 50th Raising Day celebrations of Indian Coast Guard ICG in New Delhi. Describing ICG as a wall of trust on the country's maritime border, Mr. Singh said it demonstrated the true meaning of service to the nation. The minister said the operation was carried out during a time of heightened maritime sensitivity and the ICG responded quickly and firmly, deployed strategic assets in advance, enhanced surveillance along the western coast and maintained high alertness in coastal and creek areas. Young Indian shuttler Devika Sihag clinched her maiden BWF Super 300 crown after Malaysia's Go Jin Wei retired midway through the women's singles final of the Thailand Masters at Bangkok yesterday. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated arch-rivals Pakistan by 58 runs in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe to storm into the semi-finals. Put into bat first, India were all out for 252 in 49.5 overs with Vedant Trivedi top scoring with 68 runs. In reply, Pakistan were bundled out for 194 in 46.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.